Perhaps best known for his powerful images from the streets of Prague during the Soviet-led invasion of 1968, Josef Koudelka, who emigrated soon after those events, must rank as the greatest living Czech photographer. A treat for photography buffs at this year's One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries has been Koudelka shooting Holy Land, in which we follow the protagonist, now in his late 70s, as he captures the building of the wall between Israel and Palestine, as well as that region's stunning landscape. The documentary is the work of Gilad Baram, himself a photographer, who was Koudelka's assistant for 5 years. When we spoke at One World, I asked Baram how the Czechs' relationship to the Holy Land had begun.
Well, actually, if I go to the very beginning, I think Josef's relationship with the Holy Land started when he was a child and had a little Bible for children next to his bed. I think this is how he always describes it. You know, when he has never been in what is today Israel, Palestine, before this project. But I think this relationship or the certain kind of image of the place maybe started when he was already a child. But him arriving to the actual place was part of a group project of photographers that was initiated by Frédéric Brenner, a French photographer. They had this kind of vision to bring a group of very well-known names in the world of photography to Israel and to expose the place for them and give them an extensive period of time to be able to look at it and to perhaps create their individual projects in it. So this project, which is now called This Place, has been touring around, and it's now in the Brooklyn Museum in New York. I know that this was the first encounter of Koudelka with Israel and Palestine.
And he keeps going back to the places that he photographs.
Yes, his project, which was called Wall, it came out as a book called Wall. It was made throughout 4 years. So he had 7 visits. Each one was around a month in which we met together and basically toured the land, focusing on the Israeli-built wall in the West Bank. We basically had this incredible opportunity to go all along it from north to south and really experience it, see it, document it.
Also, what's quite fascinating is he keeps taking photographs of the same place, hoping to get the best possible photo.
Koudelka, like the photographer Koudelka today, or in the last, I would say, 30 years, is a very different photographer from the one that took the photographs here in Prague in 68, or before that photographed the Roma communities. I think it's interesting, you know, a photographer evolves, or an artist evolves throughout their career. And I think Josef at one point, as he was getting older, turned his interest into more into landscape than people. With that also came a change in his approach to, or his way of photographing, which is actually what you see in the film. So instead of maybe chasing a moment or trying to catch a moment that maybe you never catch or you do, it turned into more being an approach of waiting, of anticipating a moment. Saying that, I think Josef's photography from the very beginning was very much connected to waiting for a certain moment, you know, it's just something I think he learned in theater. So he did keep going. I mean, I think Prague 68 is an exceptional project in his all over of his career. Usually, when he was photographing Roma communities or later on, he usually went back also to the same places of ritual, to the same families and so on. So I think he had that already in his practice, or as part of his practice. But yes, indeed, this was a surprising thing to learn or to realize when I was working with him, that he does insist of perfecting his images. So even if one photo was a very good photo, he still, you know, he goes back home, he looks at it, he reflects on it, and then with it, he goes back again to the place, trying to get it better, till he reaches a point where he thinks, I cannot make it better. And that's where it ends.
It's very interesting in the film to watch his process. You film him taking the photographs. Then we see the product of that work. What did you learn from him about what makes a great picture?
I think that's impossible for me to say. What I can say is that making this film was a process of learning more than anything else. If at the beginning I was running around with my camera, trying to encompass his movements and the way that he's taking a photograph, I realized throughout the years that in order to portray him, to portray his working process, which I think is one, I would have to adopt the way that he's acting, the way he's seeing, and the way he's photographing. And this is where I started slowing down. This is where I started also putting my camera on a tripod and stabilizing it. And this is, in a way, why I always think that it's a project, or it's a film of a photographer making a film about a photographer. It's very much a film about photography, even before it's a film about a photographer. So if you ask me what I learned, I think I learned so many things. But one of them would be basically how to see. How to look at what's around you, how to maybe, I would say as an Israeli going to the West Bank, how to not ignore something that is just in front of you, but you rather maybe not see.
Tell us about your personal relationship with him. How was it working with him so closely?
Wonderful and extremely difficult at the same time. You know, this film began really not as a film. I never intended it to be a film. I was assigned as his assistant in 2009. I was a student of photography in the Art Academy in Jerusalem. And I think it was the second day that we were traveling together that I realized that Josef Kutelka does not need an assistant in any way. And this is also where I realized that it would be wonderful to spend time with him, but I would probably get quite bored and frustrated quite fast. So this is where I decided to take my own camera and start creating myself. And this is basically what kept me going on. As I said, Kudelka does not need an assistant. Therefore, the development or the evolution of our relationship was very gradual. I think what happened throughout time is that we managed to create a certain relationship of trust, in a way. We went through all sorts of quite extreme situations. We went through, you know, it's already an extreme situation just to spend your whole day throughout a whole month next to this wall. We kept going back in the evenings feeling devastated, each from their own perspective. But there's something bonding about it. So throughout time, we created a certain relationship of friendship. Yet Josef is a lonely wolf, and his work is that and is being made like that. So it was all this time this negotiation between the private moment and the togetherness.
He's 78 years old now. He seems very energetic and very lively. But do you know, at that age, is he starting to kind of ease off a bit in his work or to kind of conserve his energy?
Not at all. No, he's a mountain tiger. Yeah, he's incredible, actually, in that sense, really. I mean, there's a lot to learn from him. You know, photography is his world, is his drive. He wakes up in the morning to his photographs. He goes to sleep with them. He's living it. He's eating it. He's drinking it. He's breathing it. And having such a strong motivation keeps you extremely alive. So no, he's not weathered at all. He's keeping it quite upbeat. Yeah.